I Identify as Me, written by Christina Curtin, December 3rd, 2019. Sometimes I take a critical look at myself and wonder, was I meant to be a woman? Not that I identify as a male or want a penis. Penis are ugly, dangly things. I'm pretty comfortable with my lady bits, even though they aren't all tucked in as nice and neat as they were 15 years ago. Kids will do that to you after all. And despite the whole penis thing, I'm physically attracted to men, although I will admit that women are a lot prettier to look at naked. And I do notice attractive women for sure, but overall, I think that's more of a damn, I wish I looked like that, than a damn, I want to hit that kind of attraction. No, I have all the body parts I think I should, and I'm sexually oriented to men, but there are parts of my mind and my actions that seem more male than female. Parts of me that go against the preferences and attitudes that were barreled into me as a child that defined what a girl was supposed to be. Those things that were said to be inherently womanlike traits that I just don't have. Here's a list of what girls like versus me. Girls like pink. Me. Ew, no. It drives me crazy that all the girls' stuff is pink. Can we just use the regular color of things? I used to get so annoyed buying toys for my girls because I know they would rather have a dollhouse that was the actual color of a house and not some god-awful bright shade of pink. Plus, boys can play with dolls too, and I don't think just because they like dolls means that they necessarily like pink either. Girls like babies and kids and are born with a natural desire to be a mother. Me, hard pass. I'd rather get a puppy. I've wrote about this before. Yes, I know I have kids. Read or listen to my post, Making a Mother, and you'll get more detail. Girls can cook. Me, unfortunately, no. And my mom's side of the family is Italian, so I fail even more. My food doesn't poison people per se, but sometimes it's not edible. Actually, I take that back. I served undercooked chicken once or twice. People may have been sick. Girls like to shop. Me, this is almost torture. I feel physically drained after shopping and am so grateful for the internet and online shopping. Girls are proper. Me, I'm pretty disgusting. I have to spit out hawkers when I'm sick because my sinuses drain like crazy. I only shave the bottom half of my legs unless I'm wearing a swimsuit. I smell the objects I pick out of my toenails. Doesn't everyone? I enjoy peeling sunburn. I'm seriously pretty nasty. Girls aren't supposed to be that way. I mean, my husband's aunt has never farted in front of her husband, and they've been married for over 20 years. I think I peed on a hillside on mine and Vince's first date. This might have reeled him in. Girls are sentimental. Me, I'm emotional, not sentimental. I refuse to watch movies about dogs because I know at some point the animal will either die or get abandoned, and my heart can't handle that. I avoid most of the news because it causes borderline anxiety. But I can let go of traditions and throw away old birthday cards and kids' artwork without batting an eye. I don't get attached to things. Girls want to be romanced. Me, I'm more of a wham bam thank you ma'am kind of person. I know this seems counterintuitive to my prude post I shared before and to the fact that I've only ever been with Vince, so I equate sex with love. However, when he wants to do it, I honestly would rather he drag me like a caveman to the nearest bed and have his way. I don't need rose petals thrown around. That's just a waste of money, and rose petals smell like shit. I don't need him to play some romantic music. That'll just make me laugh. Hell, I don't even need to be cuddled after. See? Am I a woman? Women are supposed to want romance. They are supposed to want to feel seen and be treated with love. Me? I know what we are here for. I like it. I have 3 minutes. Let's do it. Done! That sounds so cold, I guess. I mean, I'll take sweet gestures outside of the bedroom. A back rub here, a sweet note there. That's adorable, and that shows he cares about me. But when sex is involved, I don't need that at all. Girls like to hang out with other girls. Me. It depends on the girls. Girls can be bitchy and two-faced. I can't stand drama or conflict. As a whole, I don't naturally gravitate towards hanging out with people anyways. I seriously only have a few friends because of this. And it sucks, but it's hard to change my nature. Plus, I can get really tired after having conversations. I don't know why, it's just draining. When we do go out and I don't know people, I tend to circle Vince like the sun. I stay close because he's my comfort and he always includes me in his conversations. He's really great for that. And he usually talks to guys, so I talk to guys. And their conversations are surprisingly interesting. I enjoy the break of not talking about my kids because guys don't really do that. They talk about current events, weird facts, dirty jokes, funny videos, sports, ways to make money, random topics that go on tangents that you don't expect. It can be nice. Sure, I have the typical girl behaviors and preference. I played with Barbie dolls as a kid. I don't mind dresses because they're one piece of clothing and they camouflage my thunder thighs. I like crafts, wine, and pumpkin spice lattes. And now that I have kids of my own, I do like mine and a few choice others. I'm kind of a woman. Okay, so I know that some of these things might seem stuck in the past or trivial when compared to people with more significant gender identity issues. But I do have little internal battles with myself to let go of what I think a woman is supposed to do versus what are old-fashioned, stupid-ass gender stereotypes. Because these stereotypes make me feel inadequate. They make me feel like I am not who I am supposed to be or I'm not enough. They make me think I need to work full-time and help with motherfucking science projects, which are worse than getting dental work done. That I should want to get an edible and healthy dinner on the table. The stereotypes make me feel like it's my job to clean my house and do the laundry constantly since my daughter goes through 6 pairs of underwear a day. That I should want to save all of my kids' crafts and plan shopping trips with my girlfriends. That I should get upset when my husband doesn't romance me before we get it on. You get it, the list keeps going. And I don't want to do all of those things. I don't want to cook because I hate it, and I truly suck at it. I don't want to save all my kids' artwork and crafts. Some of it's crap. I love you kids, but it's crap. And let's be honest, you really didn't put a lot of effort into it. I don't mind helping my kids with their homework, but there are about 100 other things I'd rather be doing. And honestly, they should be able to do this shit themselves. I did my time in school already. I identify as me. I can't imagine how truly confusing and challenging it is to grow up in a body that doesn't feel like your own based on everything society is saying you should feel, do, and think. I'm not diminishing the fact at all by comparing my experience to that. But in a smaller way, I get a piece of it. I get a small piece of that feeling, like I'm supposed to feel a certain way or do certain things because of the genitals I have, but I just don't. People need to stop pushing limits on people based on whether they have a penis or a vagina. It's hard because it's been so ingrained in us, but people need to stop being so narrow-minded. I'm trying to impress this on my girls, teaching them that boy things are just things that anyone can like, despite what society says. Gianna likes to shop in the boys' section for clothes because she says all the girls' stuff is too glittery and loud. She wears boy shirts and shoes, but throws on her makeup and carries a flower backpack because that's what she likes, regardless of the gender the store decided to label it. Scarlett gets angry at her shoulders and arms, saying she has man shoulders because they are so big. But her arms are strong as shit. She can bang out push-ups like a champ because she has to do them when she wants to eat sugar, and that girl is addicted. I tell her, "You don't have man arms, babe. You have strong arms because you are strong." I want to stop thinking about it. Thinking about what woman things I identify with or what are girl things versus guy things, I just identify as me. Not a woman, not a man, I'm me. I'm just me, a human who happens to have a vagina, who likes certain things.